Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston star in the new romantic comedy Along Came Polly. In the film, Stiller and Aniston play an unlikely pair. He's uptight and she's a free spirit. Film critic David Edelstein says that if the filmmakers were trying to model the classic screwball comedies of the past, they haven't done their homework.
Ben Stiller has a great comic shtick. It always makes me laugh, even when I'm watching it for the third or fourth or 50th time in the same movie. Even when the movie, like Along Came Polly, could be the basis of a course called Ben Stiller 101, Screwball Romance in the Age of Pandering Gross-Out Comedies. Stiller plays little guys who are perpetually humiliated, but he's no Charlie Chaplin or Stan Laurel. He isn't serene, and he doesn't take injustice in stride. Stiller burns with outrage. He also, and here's his real problem, burns with shame. And of course, he's surrounded by shameless extroverts, not unlike his dad, Jerry Stiller, come to think of it, who exhort him to throw away his inhibitions and act, a scenario that always ends in Stiller following their advice and ending up even more pathetically exposed. The writer and director of Along Came Polly is John Hamburg, who has become a specialist in Stiller-esque humiliation gags. He wrote Meet the Parents and Zoolander, and for his directorial debut, he's come up with a textbook screwball scenario. A repressed insurance risk analyst is forced to loosen up when he becomes involved with a flake who runs from scheduling and commitment. I'd like to say there are one or two more nuances here, but that's essentially it, folks. Here's what I think of as the thesis scene between Stiller's Reuben Pfeffer, whose wife left him on the first day of their honeymoon for a muscle-bound French scuba diver, and Jennifer Aniston as Polly, the movie's resident free spirit.
I'm just really truthfully not the kind of guy that's ever going to be into these kind of clubs or anything.
Okay, Reuben, you know, then tell me, what kind of guy are you?
What kind of guy am I?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, up until now, you haven't exactly been the portrait of honesty, so just come clean, okay? Just tell me who you are.
I hate spicy food.
I knew it!
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I have a mild case of IBS and...
What is that?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
What?
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's terrible. What else?
Look, the thing is, I assess risk for a living, so I know that I have a 0.013% chance of being hit by a car on my way home, or a 1 in 46,000 chance of falling through a subway grate.
Really?
So I try to manage that risk by avoiding danger and having a plan and knowing what my next move is. And I guess you don't exactly live your life that way.
No, I do it. I do it a little differently.
Yeah, which is great, but I'm not going to ever be a dirty dancer, and I don't eat food with my hands, and I really like you, but I just don't think this is going to work out.
That last sound, by the way, is the two of them crashing through the door of her apartment on their way to bed. Their first coupling is pretty funny, and there's a good monologue by Stiller about how a bowl of mixed nuts in a bar is like a hot zone of Ebola. But the modern screwball comedy has a cheaper and easier source of gags than its classic predecessors, like Bringing Up Baby and The Lady Eve, which were almost mythic in the way they showed people afraid of their own sexuality being shocked into going with the flow. The 21st century repressed screwball hero has a more basic struggle. He tries to hide his sexual urges, which means he's always getting caught ejaculating. He tries to hide his bowels, which means he has expulsive diarrhea. Now, learning to adjust to your own and other people's bodily excretions isn't a minor issue in life, but it's not exactly the breakthrough that leads to mature love, which was the subject of those classic screwball comedies. On the level of storytelling, the movie is cruder yet. Along Came Polly is one of those films that celebrate spontaneity and risk-taking, yet are so formulaic and unrisky that they strangle their own message. It's so generic that half an hour after it's over, the only thing you'll remember are the actors, Stiller doing his angry, squirmy thing, and Philip Seymour Hoffman channeling Chris Farley, which is demeaning for an actor of his stature, but more subtle than the original God Rest His Soul. Jennifer Aniston is surprisingly good here, throaty and soft and slightly detached. She resists the impulse to be a zany and hits a couple of authentically weird notes. The best thing in the movie, though, is Alec Baldwin as Reuben's boss, the kind of guy who slaps Reuben's bottom for emphasis when Reuben is standing at the urinal. Baldwin is enormous here, with a voice that sounds an octave lower than usual, and his comic spirit is outsized, too. From the wreckage of his career as a leading man, he's fast becoming one of the premier character actors of his generation, a man whose comfort in his own expanding flesh is a lesson to screwball comedy heroes everywhere.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.